I hope you enjoyed an hour of Hockey Talk with Hockey Sense, brought to you by MTC Truck Driver Training and, of course, Gateway Buick GMC, Daryl Sador, Blues assistant coach, and Braden Shen, the newest St. Louis Blue. Join the show on this edition of Hockey Sense. We're live at the Slider House. We've now transitioned into sports medicine. Dr. Rick Lehman's given like personal examinations to people here inside the restaurant. I'm like, we got a show to do. And you're like trying to see how much flexibility this guy's got in his back or his shoulder.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I come to the Slider House, and then all of a sudden we got a little line for people to get examined. Free examination. Just can't beat it. Great sliders, great beer. What more could you want?
No, I'm going to start charging for that because you're on the clock. You're not on the clock at U.S. Center for Sports Medicine. You're on the clock here for Sports Medicine on 590 The Fan KFNS. And the patio is packed, Doc. I know you love it here at the Slider House with 85 canned craft beers. The menu is incredible. And I love this patio, man. They've got, like, the garage doors that are open, so it makes it feel a lot more open. You get that fresh breeze. And I know you're a doctor, you're not a weatherman, but this weather has been unbelievable, too.
The weather's been unbelievable is right. I mean, not much humidity. You know, maybe the heat's going to pick up, but it hasn't been hot. It's been great outdoor weather for everybody to get out and exercise and get fit. So now's the time. I mean, you know, you're not going to hit it as hard in the winter when it's snowing or it's cold, but no one has any reason not to be outside, getting fit, enjoying the weather, working out, doing whatever you do, walk, run, play tennis, play golf, whatever it is.
Yeah, well, we're happy to be here as always. Gateway Buick GMC, by the way, our proud sponsor. And I see you drive around this fancy truck, Doc. And you must have gotten that at Gateway Buick GMC.
I did. It's a white pickup truck. And I'll tell you, anything about this being a pickup truck is just the name, because the truck is absolutely perfect. It's just beautiful. The inside's beautiful. The back seat's luxurious. And, you know, to cart my bike and stuff from the house, it's perfect. But the ride, the turning radius, the luxurious inside, I just can't believe these trucks. And the service I got at Gateway Buick GMC has been crazy. So I have to tell you, anybody out there who's looking for a GMC, a 4x4, Buick, etc., you want to go by and you just want to enjoy that service. And then free 100% warranty for the life of your vehicle. You just can't get that anywhere.
No, and they're located in Hazelwood, right off of I-270 and McDonald Boulevard. No excuse, you can't miss it. And Gateway offers this lifetime warranty, Doc, on any new or pre-owned vehicle. And that type of program goes hand in hand with their commitment to serving you, and not just you, but everybody. So check them out online, www.stlouisbuickgmc.com. Or do what I do, go in person at I-270 McDonald Boulevard, easy to get to. And his warranty is fantastic over here. I don't know what they're doing over, I don't know what Don Davis has them doing over there. I mean, these warranties are, they're practically giving cars away.
No, I agree. Oh, just think about that. I mean, a warranty for the lifetime of your automobile, that's just crazy. And the truth of the matter is, they get you in and out. They'll give you a loaner car. They'll pick your car up.
Yes.
I mean, you're talking about service. This is service beyond.
Yeah, and no extra cost, by the way, for that lifetime warranty to enjoy the coverage you can count on only at Gateway Buick GMC. Doc, I don't know about you, but like for me, like maybe it's because I'm getting older, but like service is everything. I hate bad service.
I agree, and you know, and that's the same as in a restaurant. But you when you walk in, they greet you. They're happy to see you. Service is also everything to Don Davis, who's running Gateway Buick GMC. And you know what? You will go back to a place when you're treated right, and the corollary is true. You won't go back to a place if you leave and thinking, you know, they kind of snubbed me a little bit. I didn't get the service that I really needed. But they're going to go beyond, above and beyond at Gateway Buick GMC. And again, anyone who wants to look at my truck, take it for a ride, you just can't believe this thing. I can't believe this thing.
No. All right, we got to talk some shoulder injuries, because we got Monica Adams coming on later on in the show. You see her on Fox 2, right? Does a lot of time.
I see her all the time on Fox 2.
Yeah,
She does the traffic.
Yeah.
She's a very sweet girl. She's a personal trainer. She's very, very fit. And we're putting together a collaboration. You know, we want to make St. Louis healthy. We want to try to increase the health of St. Louis. And we have programs, Monica and I, with this partnership to try to promote health. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. And we're going to talk about it not just tonight, but in the future, and take some questions, because I think it's extremely important especially now it's the summer. We just talked about it. The weather's good. Let's get out. Let's rock and roll. And let's get St. Louis healthy.
Yeah, we got to be healthy. Got to be healthy. Well, Patrick Bergwijn's not healthy. Just had surgery yesterday, Doc. You know, I feel bad for him. He just signed a five-year contract extension. Had a very good second half of the season last year.
Great second half.
Great second half of the season. I think you're right. And probably wasn't as bad in the playoffs as some made him out to be. I thought he had some decent games in there. I know the production wasn't there offensively, but, again, he's still a big-body centerman who can play in this league, and certainly a lot of teams would like to have a Patrick Bergwijn on their team when you consider his size and skating ability, the skill level that he brings. Again, he's not a high-end offensive performer, so don't get me wrong. Don't put words in my mouth. But he's a pretty good NHL player, and most teams would like to have him on their roster. Doc, this guy was working out. He's pulling a sled. His shoulder pops out while he's pulling the sled and ends up needing surgery and is going to miss the next several months. They're saying he could be ready in December, although there seems to be, you know, some thought process, according to Berglund's people, was that he could be ready even before that sometime in November. But when the shoulder pops out like that, apparently it took doctors, by the way, 40 minutes for it to pop back in, which you can tell me right now how painful that must have been.
Well, first of all, when you dislocate your shoulder, there probably isn't a whole lot of things that are more painful. And then what happens is you got to get it back in. Now, once the shoulder's relocated, you know, your pain goes away by and large. But the process of putting it back in can be very painful.
How do you do it?
Well, first of all, you have to give him something. You either have to inject the shoulder joint or you have to give him some muscle relaxants and some narcotics to get him to relax, because when the muscle's in spasm, you're not going to be able to pop it back in. And then basically you're going to pull traction on the shoulder and you're going to kind of undo the mechanism that popped it out. So you're going to pull traction on the shoulder, and over a period of time, gentle traction, the shoulder will pop back in. But again, 40 minutes with your shoulder dislocated is miserable, and he will probably tell you if you ask him, probably the worst pain he's ever been through.
And so he had a similar issue with his right shoulder that was popping in and out. He played with that for about a year and a half. He decided, and he needed surgery there. We all know that he missed several games a few years back. I think the first 49, 50 games of the season because of that shoulder injury, electing to go ahead and have it operated on. He's made that decision now with this one popping out. Knowing that there's a chance of it happening and repeating itself over and over again, is this probably a smart decision to go ahead and have it operated on?
Well, so the incidence for him to re-dislocate playing NHL hockey is probably about 90%. So the chances of it coming back out are so high. And he tried it the other way, and he had a number of re-dislocations or subluxations where the shoulder popped out again. So for sure, he's thinking to himself, do I really want to go through the process of it coming in and out a few more times and always being nervous that it might come out, not letting my arm getting in that position? And he probably figured, look, I'm going to end up having it fixed anyway, so let's just go, we're in the off season, get it fixed, you know, we're ready for a playoff run, and I'll be healthy for that playoff run. So I got to tell you, that was a great decision.
Yeah, and so you just wish him to get healthy again. I mean, the good news for Patrick Bergwijn is that he just signed a contract extension. Could you imagine if he was going into unrestricted free agency, which begins on Saturday, and this just happens? What kind of impact that would have on the type of contract he'd be able to fetch this summer? So, again, it's a good thing for Patrick Bergwijn. Again, that contract just came together right before the trade deadline. So, you know, good decision on Patrick Bergwijn's part to listen to his agent in the St. Louis Blues to put his name on that piece of paper and sign that five-year extension with the Blues. Kleem Kostin is another kid that the Blues drafted over the weekend in the draft. And if you've been following the draft and following prospects, you're aware of who this kid is. He was a phenom coming out of Russia, Doc. You know, I mentioned in the previous show at an international tournament that is heavily scouted, where these, you know, you get to see a number of these kids who are going to be drafted, that he was the best player in the tournament, and a lot of people believe he's the most talented player in the draft, but he missed most of the season because he needed shoulder surgery, so he didn't play, so a lot of scouts weren't able to see him, plus he's Russian, and that does come into play. I don't have anything personal against Russians. I love Russians, including Vladimir Tarasenko, but it does scare some teams. You're going to tell me Tarasenko wasn't a top five player when he was drafted? He fell all the way down to 16. Some teams are scared. I'm glad the Blues aren't. And they were willing to trade Ryan Reeves to get this kid at 31. And watching him skate today, you can see that he is on a completely different level. But it's amazing how in sports, when you have an injury, Doc, I don't care if it's football, basketball, whatever, teams get nervous, don't they?
Well, you know, you never know how someone's going to rehab. You never know how they're going to come back. You don't know if they're going to have another episode of instability. And you don't know if he's going to miss a whole season based on his instability. So I would tell you there is some nervousness on a team that has somebody who's having an injury, having to have surgery, and then trying to come back. And so how is he going to rehab? How well is he going to do? Is he going to be gun-shy, et cetera? And you're right. Russians tend to drop a little bit in the draft. There are a little bit of an unknown quantity. And unlike somebody who you can watch who's Canadian or who's American, they do get a little bit of a bad rub at times. And based on that, I would tell you that it's important in an athlete like this, you got to really check out, make sure your shoulder's okay. But from a talent level, and Tarasenko is a perfect example. Pavel Bure, you could just line them up.
Kovalchuk.
Kovalchuk, there's unbelievable Russian hockey players. And this kid's probably going to be another one. So I would tell you, you know, it was a great move on the Blues' part. People are bummed that they got rid of Reeves. I think this was a great move.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you know what? You'll know that in the next couple of years when this kid's on your team, and he's going to be on the team for a long, long time. He really is good, Doc. You know, listen, he hasn't been cleared to scrimmage, so he did participate in some of the practices, but he hasn't been cleared for full contact. So he didn't participate in the scrimmage today, but he will play in the Traverse City Prospects Tournament coming up just prior to training camp. We had a caller call in, Doc, and asked something about Red Bull, the difference between regular and sugar-free Red Bull.
Okay.
One's sugar-free, one's regular, right?
Well, you know, I mean, there's a little bit of a slam these days about sugar-free drinks, and that there are some studies showing that sugar-free drinks may cause increase in your chance of having dementia. So these studies have been out there, and people that drink a lot of diet soda, sugar-free drinks, etc., with the NutraSweet, the different artificial sugars, we are seeing some problems, neurogenic problems. And so from that standpoint of view, you probably want to drink the real deal. From the standpoint of view of you want to drink the Red Bull and you want to get a little bit of a buzz, or you want to get a little hopped up, or you want to drink with some vodka and kind of get a little lift, I don't think there's any difference at all. And I would tell you, doesn't make any difference. I think the taste's about the same. Maybe it's a little better with the sugar-free, in my opinion. But if you're not drinking a lot of diet-free drinks, a lot of drinks that have artificial sugar, you got no problem drinking sugar-free Red Bull, I don't think.
All right, Doc, good answer. You know what else is not a problem is Jack Spooner hiring him as your attorney. 314 Ask Jack, where legal questions are always free. Give Jack Spooner a call today if you have a minor issue, such as a traffic ticket. Maybe it's something serious. You know, people make mistakes. Some people find themselves in trouble. That's why you need good representation. And Jack Spooner has been one of the top trial attorneys in the country, Doc, for over 30 years. He's located right there in Clayton, close to Maryland and Brentwood. And certainly a proud sponsor of what we do here on Sports Medicine and Hockey Sense each and every week, live from the Slider House at the corner of McKnight in Manchester. Again, the phone number, 314-ASK-JACK. You hear him on the show, he comes on the show. Doc sees him at the gym.
I see him all the time at the gym. He's working out. And you know what? I do the same thing to him that people do to me. I say, hey, Jack, let me just ask you a quick question. And he's always right on the money when I have a legal question.
Yeah, again, 314-ASK-JACK, where legal questions are always free. This is the only show you get free medical advice and free legal advice. How about that? We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue on live from the Slider House. Later on in the hour, Monica Adams from Fox 2. She's going to come on and tell us how to live a healthy lifestyle and what you can do to make sure you're living a healthy lifestyle as well. We'll do that when we come back. We're live at the Slider House here on 590 The Fan. KFNS, don't go anywhere.